You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Juan Almendares of Honduran organization Madre Tierra. Social organizations in Latin America are preparing their platform ahead of the mobilizations of the People's Summit for Social and Environmental Justice against the commodification of life and nature in defense of common goods. The event will be held in parallel to the UN conference Rio+20 between June the 15th and 23rd in Rio de Janeiro. Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean addressed this issue at its latest annual meeting held in Costa Rica. Rio World Radio interviewed Juan Almendares from Honduran organization Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras. In the name of science, the powerful countries are talking about reducing carbon emissions. But science without awareness is pointless. This is not about reduction, but of zero pollution. This can only be achieved by organized peoples, by pushing the governments, he said. Almendares believed that unequal development of the countries within neoliberal expansion has led to unequal consequences in terms of impacts of climate change. We must change the system to make the right decisions, or the capitalist system's policies are degrading, predating, racist. He then talked about the escalation of authoritarianism in Honduras in the recent years, which he attributed to an experiment of capitalism's expansionist policies that should be analyzed in the light of the fact that indigenous and peasants have historically been the most hardly hit. He said a new national security doctrine is being implemented in Honduras based on the expansion of militarization. From a geopolitical military point of view, Honduras is important to the U.S., Almendares recalled that 50 peasants who have been killed in Bajo One and said that the governments do not rule there, it's the agro-industrial oligarchy. In Honduras, there are nearly 60,000 private security guards and the authorities keep on spending millions of dollars on weapons, even though we are talking about one of the world's poorest countries. There is a Colombianization of Honduras, he concluded.
You are listening to Real World News.